Wow. Okay. Okay. Let's just slow it down here. It is 2022. Isn't it weird to say that out loud? 2022. I remember when it first began, 2012 or 2010 rather. And I was just like, oh my gosh, no more 2008, 2007, 2009. Now we're in the 2010s. Now we're in the 2020s. It just kind of dawned on me. But Happy New Year. It's just so great to be back. Oh my gosh, what have I done since I've last spoken to you? Well, I've been really, really busy with work. I'm knee deep in that. I've kind of developed a new feng shui on how to live and conduct my life, and it's been really, really good. I've actually, with the help of a lot of self-help books, I've figured out a way to kind of navigate my life and kind of take control of it, because some things we may say they are out of our hands, but I think they are in our hands. I think it's just the matter of us controlling them and controlling how we feel about them and with any outcome that may be. So thank you so much to all the people who I've read their books, and I just want to thank so much Oprah and a couple other folks as well too. So, what would this show be without a little pop culture talk? Okay, a lot has happened since we last spoke. Okay, I will just say that. The pandemic and the new variants and everything has definitely not slowed down. We thought we've gotten a break, but of course, with these variants, made it a little bit difficult for us to kind of do the things that we're trying to climb out back doing. So, it's been a lot, but I just also want to start with the, you know, it's been a few years since there's been a lot of like Hollywood deaths, you know, and I don't mean to sound morbid, but you know, when it comes time to for a lot of like greats that, you know, we've lost, it just seems as though there's been a pattern or a series of deaths that come out of it. It just comes in like groups, you know. I remember when Michael Jackson passed away, several other different people passed away during that year as well too. I believe Farrah Fawcett, either the same day or the day before or the day after. I have to check my facts, but I just remember just like a couple more people just, you know, passing within that same time frame. But I just cannot believe that our Betty White, who's just been our comedic national treasure, Bob Saget, who's touched all of our lives with not only Full House, but just making us laugh with all those videos from that amazing show that he did, but also the late, and well, he surpassed so many barriers when it came down to acting, and that was my reminder to remind me to do things, of course, to literally like understand what it means to trailblaze in acting, and that's Sidney Poitier. To Serve with Love is down pack one of my favorite movies, and Look Who's Coming to Dinner, of course, definite classic. I suggest you check that out if you haven't. But yeah, it's just been so weird. I found out about Betty White on the plane coming back home to LA, and just like, oh my gosh, what is going on? January 17th, it would have been her 100th birthday today. Just kind of think about it, it would have been her 100th birthday. But shout out to all the amazing people who've, and the families of these amazing talents as well too. I really, really think about you guys so much, and then the new year, hope it gets better. And it does. So I think you're kind of wondering, why is this episode called And Just Like That? And I know you're thinking also that, you know, why is this guy taking a title from another show and applying it to this episode. But I think that phrase is so much more than what it is. If you're a fan of the original Sex and the City show and movies, you notice that Carrie went out throughout her narrations, says, "and just like that." And it's a previous theme while she's narrating this, while she's narrating her article, and she's talking about, you know, the message from that is, you know, things kind of still remain the same no matter how much you've grown or how much you've changed. Some things just remain the same, and just like that, it's just typical, and it is what it is. And I just thought about it, like, wow, you know, life kind of just, you know, happens, and like one time you're here, and then the next you're in a complete different mindset. So crazy. And I've connected with a lot of these characters from the original Sex and the City, mostly Carrie. I've identified with her a lot, and it's just so weird how much we have in common. But watching her new series and just like that, seeing her grow into this, you know, woman in her mid-50s, and, you know, she's looking at things from a totally different perspective than she did 20 years ago. And is that, you know, as much as things change, some things still remain the same. And I'm starting to believe that and starting to apply that within my life. You know, as much as I'm in a transition, I'm also still not changing who I am in that regard. It's like a give and take, you know. Really, really cool. But this new series, you know, I've gotten mixed reviews because, of course, you know, one of the big trailblazers from the original series, Samantha, played by Kim Cattrall, is not part of this series, but they are witty enough to incorporate, you know, Samantha's absence and why she's not there, and kind of taking a token from real life. So it's pretty cute, but I'm watching it. I'm thinking about doing kind of like a review of each episode. What do you guys think? Okay, I just want to see how many of you guys are really, really good fans of And Just Like That in Sex and the City. Let me know. Let me know how good of a pulse would it be for me to actually do this review. We'll be right back. Hello?
Yo, bro, what's up, G? Alright, listen, real quick, what's the number to the Symbolic Style Shop? Because I know you were telling me about them last week, and I was just like, yo, what kind of jewelry are they selling over there? It's just like, okay, hold on, let me just pick their Instagram. Oh, you texted me that already? Alright, at Symbolic Style Shop. Alright, cool, let me check them out. Dude, not only are they co-owned by best friends, but they have so many trendy and unique pieces that have so much meaning to them. I don't know about you, bro, but I'm shopping Symbolic Style Shop right now. And they have some sales going on too. Yes!
Let's flex with style. Visit SymbolicStyleShop.com.